Good morning. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are grateful this morning for his goodness towards us. We are grateful this morning for his kindness towards us. We are grateful this morning for his blessings, his love, his compassion, his protections, and most of all, just the fact that he is who he is. We bless the Lord for it. We glorify his name this morning. We exalt his name. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation. A place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny. This morning, as we continue our meditation, I want to ask this question this morning. Have you ever disagreed with your associates, with your friends, with your loved ones, dreams? Have you ever disagreed with their vision? Have you ever disagreed with their doctrine, their teachings? Have you ever disagreed with their goals? Have you ever disagreed with their decisions? Many times we have. Have anyone also ever disagreed with your teachings, your visions, your goals, your dreams? Have anyone ever disagreed with you in these areas? And if they did, what did they do? What did they say? What did they do? Many people have disagreed with God's vision, God's dreams. It reminds me of Joseph, who had a dream, and his family disagreed with the dream. And because they disagreed with the dream, they envied him. They were jealous of him. They decided to kill him. They sold him into slavery. After putting him in a pit, they sold him, thinking that that would end the vision, the dreams. Many people today, when they disagree with you about the vision, the dreams, the call God has over your life, they might put you in a pit. They might try to destroy you with their wickedness. They might try to get rid of you. Some will stop talking to you. Some will spread lies, rumors around about you because they want to get rid of you. Some will not want to have anything to do with you anymore. So they will disconnect themselves from you. They will excommunicate you. Because they disagreed with your dreams, your visions, your goals, your decisions. Some will leave you. Some will treat you like trash. Some will start to gossip about you simply because they disagreed with your decisions, with your visions, with your goals and dreams. David alluded to this also. And when you look in Psalms 119 verses 23, you will see what I'm talking about. It says, princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. What a beautiful way to say it. People were disagreed with your dreams, with your visions. People were disagreed with the goals. And people would disagree with the call God has over your life. And they will sit and speak against you. But I want to encourage you, as a servant of the Most High God, meditate on His words. Meditate on the Word of God and the call that God has over your life. Meditate on what God is doing in and through you. Focus on it. Because if you don't focus on it and the call God has over your life, you might end up becoming bitter, angry, frustrated because of what people say about you, do to you. I see why Joseph also was so successful, because his meditation was on the word and the vision God has given to him. And it was not on what people have done to him, what people have said about him. But his focus was strictly on the call. His vision was strictly on the vision God has given to him. So, princes also sit and speak against you. But you, as servant of the Most High God, meditate on His statutes, His words. Meditate on it. I am also reminded in the book of Psalms, and I want to read that to you this morning. Psalm 141 verse 3. And it says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. The psalmist prayed that God will guard his mouth, that God will keep watch over the door of his lips, that he will not speak anything evil. Because we as human beings, when people disagreed with our visions, our dreams, our goals, our decisions, it's easy for us to speak unnecessarily to those who turn against us. So the psalmist say, Lord, guide my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. This morning, I hope you pray that God will keep watch over your mouth, over your lips. I pray that God will protect you and I from speaking evil. Yes, people were disagreed with their decisions. People were disagreed with the vision that God has given to you. People were disagreed. People were disagreed with the dreams that God has given to you. Let Sambalat, who disagreed with Nehemiah rebuilding the walls. People would disagree with the visions, the dreams, and they may want to do all they can to shut you down, to destroy you, so that the dreams will not come to fruition. Some will leave you so that you can be distracted. But do as the psalmist said. You meditated on the word of God, the cord. And he asked God to guide his mouth, to keep watch over his lips. This morning, ask God to keep watch and to guide your lips and your mouth. This morning, I want to encourage you to meditate on the word of God. God bless you. God keep you. God makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.